Hello, lads and lasses. Hope you're doing canny. I've really messed up here. My headphones are not here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick Ravi on. I'm going to go and grab them. And this is why I absolutely love moving the studio. See you in a bit. Hello, back again. As you can probably tell, well, you probably can't tell looking at a wall behind us, but we're moving house. And the stress, you don't even know. Maybe you do. Maybe you've moved house before. The stress since Sunday has been, you could taste it in the air. That's all I'm saying. So we're a bit late, but I'm here. Honestly. I swear to you, moving house is just not the one, is it? I'll tell you, like, if you're around for the Patrons Forum, if you're interested after this, I'll tell you about the detail, but it's not for on here. Let's see who's arrived in the comments. Let's have a look. Leon, nice to see you, pal. Cow emoji every time, it's a tradition. Zoe rocking the ease, nice to see you again. Chrissy Shee. Morning, back at you. Jez Hunt, good morning. Jack Beck, good morning. Right, who else? Duncan's in. Jojo's in. Good morning to you both. Oh, what's Jez saying? Philip DeFranco had a thing on about long COVID last night. We'll touch a little bit about it later. Also, there's a bit of news in that front. We're going to do something, like a new project around it as well. But we'll mention it in the Patrons Forum after this, the drop-in, because I do not want to announce it publicly yet, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing to wait as well. Aritz, lads, hope you're keeping well. Hope you're keeping well. If you'd like the stream, share the stream, all the things to make the dream that better. Also, if you want to support work, patreon.com/cowdaily. patreon.com/cowdaily. Also, if you want to make a one-off contribution to our work, you can go to the PayPal link in the description. I'd just like to say I'm a consummate professional simply because I've managed to do that whilst my screen went all janky. It's not the internet. We should be solid today just before we leave and go to a new place. But, you know, Sod's Law is in effect. Was back, nice to see you. Paul Elliott, nice to see you. Have a lush day yourself, mate. We wanted to hang out for the Assange crack, but before that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a video which will set the scene for people, and maybe Zach does a little reminder about what the crack is. Let us know in the comments if the sound comes through. We're just going to play a little excerpt from this, and this was posted by WikiLeaks, inside the CIA's plot to assassinate Julian Assange. UK court decision imminent. That was obviously handed down just before 10:30, so we'll come back with that after this.
This guy's a traitor, a treasonous, and he has broken every law of the United States, and I'm not for the death penalty, so if I'm not for the death penalty, the only one to do it, illegally shoot the son of a...
Date, 2017. Target, Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks. Location, the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Objective, killer capture. Origins of this order, from, quote, the highest levels, end quote, of the U.S. government and CIA.
Julian Assange, WikiLeaks to be arrested in London.
Normally, a target like Assange would be easy. Grab him from his way home from work, or shoot him as he walks to get his morning coffee. The only problem was Assange did none of these things. He hadn't done any of those things in years. For 5 years, Julian Assange had been hiding in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Killing him there or sending in the police would go against international law and be a foreign relations disaster, so the CIA had to concoct another plan. First, they discuss secretly kidnapping him from the embassy and bringing him back to America. But that would make it too obvious America broke the law. So they changed tactics. Kidnap him, turn him over to the British, that way no one would know who was behind it then, right? But then there was still the chance he wouldn't get extradited back to the US if the British police got him. Eventually, they got so desperate that they had no choice. They discussed the unthinkable.
Did the CIA plot and plan to kill Julian Assange?
Well, unthinkable for everyone else, very thinkable for the CIA. Going against every international law, they contemplated assassinating Julian Assange in the embassy where he lived. Poison, snipers, sending in assassins, nothing was off the table. Quote, it got to the point where every human being in a 3-block radius of the embassy in London was working for one of the intelligence services, whether they were street sweepers, or police officers, or security guards, end quote. It turns out that UC Global, the company the embassy paid to keep Assange safe, had been spying on him for US intelligence all along. The same company the embassy paid more than $5 million to over the last 7 years.
You get the picture. It's a long one, so if you want to go and see it, you can find it on WikiLeaks page. On Twitter, I refuse to call it X because I am that obstinate. And also, fuck Elon Musk as well. Fuck him. So, what was the decision? As you can see here, Declassified UK posted that it was happening. Here's the decision, right? He's won the right to appeal. Obviously, it's all fresh and new, so we'll do a proper breakdown of that on a future show coming soon. But good news that that's occurred. I mean, obviously, as we've seen in that video there, it would be rather interesting to see what grounds the field that could extradite them on, because one of those things with extradition is they've got to prove that the country are being extradited to is safe. So the natural process of justice takes shape, shall we say. Now, the BBC did report on the assassination plans to assassinate somebody on the streets of London, but it was BBC Somalia and it wasn't in English at all. So that's literally the only bit of BBC that's done it. One thing I noticed today as well, which was wild, The Guardian, there's nothing about it on The Guardian website. Now, people might not know this, right? But I think it was L'Equipe, or maybe Le Monde and The Guardian and other newspapers, they released the WikiLeaks stuff. It was when Alan Rusbridger was the editor of The Guardian. Since then, Rusbridger's not there. And as you can see, there's nothing at all on the website as I speak now, even mentioning Assange, whereas they were the people who released the original WikiLeaks dumps. Wild, isn't it? That's wild, though. However, look on their website and look at the things that are actually being covered there. It's crazy. I mean, this is like, you know, one of the reasons that they apparently released it in the first instance was because it was an attack on journalism, an attack on the truth. Where are they now, The Guardian, putting out like shill articles that long COVID isn't real? That's what they're doing. So again, we'll do proper analysis of this on a future show. But currently, obviously, it's literally the last few minutes it's been handed down. And I think it's best to wait before any kind of analysis. Anyway, moving on. Thanks to Zoe for this. This is from Unbiased Science Podcast. The FDA has authorized a new antibody to protect individuals, immunocompromised individuals against COVID-19. PEMGARDA is used to prevent COVID-19 in those most vulnerable, including stem cell and organ transplant recipients and blood cancer patients. So it goes on. Key facts about the new drug, PEMGARDA. PEMGARDA is a monoclonal antibody. Anybody who listens or watches to Joe Rogan will have probably heard about them because he's got loads of them. PEMGARDA is a monoclonal antibody authorized for pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP in adolescents and adults with moderate to severe immunocompromise. The drug fills a gap left by the removal of Evusheld from the market in January 2023 when Omicron variants rendered it ineffective. Emergency use authorization was granted based on clinical trials that showed neutralizing activity against SARS-CoV-2 variants, including JN1. Really good, this. The drug will likely cost more than $2,000 because it's been sold commercially as opposed to by the government purchase, and because it will require a large dose, raising cost of production. And this is something, I will go on and tell you more about this, but this is something, if I can cut in here, which Science Goes Pop give us the nod about last year. It's going towards it's a two-tier system, isn't it? If you can afford this stuff like Joe Rogan can, he's going to be all like, oh, COVID's fine. It's all fine. Like, as soon as he would test positive, he would throw this stuff down him and he was sound. If you get in amongst it quick. I mean, that's a thing with, like, there's an injection you can get for shingles, I found out, obviously, when I got it, that if you get it in within the first couple of days, it can, like, offset it being really bad. Trouble with me was it kicked in on New Year's Day. So by the time the bank holidays were open and I could get to that, knee good. So the people who are going to benefit from this are the rich. So it's a good idea. It's great. But are we going to get rich man's treatments on the NHS? I'm not really sure we will. So it is great news, but we'll have our work cut out in terms of advocating for equality in terms of medical treatment and intervention. We can't just have like this two-tier thing going on where, I mean, maybe that's what this is. Maybe that's why they're intensely relaxed about COVID, because they've got monoclonal antibodies in the cupboard. It's not without their realms of possibility. And trust me, we will be digging and finding these things out. So more. Public health importance. Last week, over 10,000 Americans were admitted to the hospital due to COVID-19. There are 9 million immunocompromised individuals in the US who do not have the luxury of writing off COVID-19 as not a serious threat. Immunocompromised individuals continue to be impacted disproportionately by COVID-19 and have an urgent need for additional preventive measures beyond current vaccination programs. I'm hearing that, and it's why I'm like living how I am. I know I've got I think I'm 60% chance of getting long COVID symptoms again because of what happened. I think there's a time limit on that, so I'm just dodging infections basically. It's not a good idea for me to get anything so close to what happened. And to be honest, it's not a good idea for anybody. This is like, you know, I guarantee you, right? The vast majority of people who maybe are like out there, certainly the people who have a grizzle, I'm definitely more healthy than you. So this isn't me being all like, you know, I've got to wrap myself in cotton wool now. That's not the case. I'm choosing to do a version of that because I don't want it to happen to us again. So the reason that I'm healthy is that, and the other things that I do to be healthy, you know, do 60K a week training, you know, I do a lot of things to stay healthy. I take a lot of supplements and just kind of back to approach and what I used to be. But I have to protect that. Like, it's not just, I think that's what people are missing out on. This isn't about like vulnerable people or whatever you want to call it. Everybody's vulnerable under these circumstances, but maybe it's not the rich. But guess what? Rich podcasters are telling you it's fine. Madness. Anyway, moving on to a couple of comments. So Carlos is saying the Guardian has been nobbled and stifled. Now check out also the classified UK article regarding Starman Sippy Livni. Interesting, nice one. Jez is saying we desperately need equality in NHS treatment. We do, and we've got work cut out there, haven't we? Because like a lot of the workers can't even like mask properly. Majority of them, they're not masking properly. And as we know, surgical mask is not masking properly. So there's a hell of a lot of people who are weighing up whether they should go to like important hospital appointments and medical appointments. And I'm one of them. I'm not getting in if they're not cleaning the air and doing the basics. We look to them to do things. So I'm just looking for other ways to take it into my own hands, to be honest. And I'm not saying that's optimum. But it's certainly better than going into one of the main vectors of getting COVID, because that's a fact. The stats from Wales in particular are absolutely ridiculous on people who get COVID. Now, I'm going to talk a bit more about that later on, but this, I don't make many memes, but I made this just to get ahead of something. It's the design of the Union Jack for Team GB in the forthcoming Olympics in Paris. Fake culture war fume, so people don't talk about things that matter incoming. So just watch out for that. That's going to happen. And it's obviously in reference to Nike changing the England kit to give a nod to the training kit of the 1966 victorious England World Cup winning side. That's it. However, GB News and all of this other nonsense have spun that into being something to do with wokery or whatever, which is utterly ridiculous. But let's go through this. So anyway, on the screen, Nigel Farage, "For once our leaders are getting it right, this flag must be changed." Somebody's quote tweeted the UKIP flag, which is like all purple with UKIP and the pound logo, and it's got yellow on it on the front. "Leave the colours of our national flag alone," says Nigel Farage. He never shut up about this the weekend. Also, Boris Johnson's leadership election, it's blue and black. Obviously, as well, one of the mad things is that you put that in front of like some of these utterly mind-controlled fuckwits, right? And they just changed the goalposts. So you know it's not acting in good faith. What it's acting in is basically, I'm so caught in this lie and my ego is so fucked that I cannot possibly even entertain the fact that I might have got this wrong. So anyway, there's a blue cross on the screen. It's the old England goalkeeper's kit. "Flag war," says Jez. "The 1966 team didn't even have a George Cross on it, probably why they won." Could have easily been, eh? So anyway, "You must have been fuming when the cross was altered on the kit in 1990, 1997, 2005, 2011 and 2018. Not to mention when the rugby team did similar in 2018 and 2022, or the entirety of Team GB wore altered union flags in 2012. And obviously, as we've seen, going forward in this Olympics. But no, you tell them that, no, it's all wokery, it's the woke agenda, it's like, it's all the things that are, you know, the left who are just like ruining everything, even though the fucking Tories have been in for a long time. And before that, it was a Tony Blair government. When's the left ever been in power? You're telling me these like civil servants, high ranking ones, ex-public school boys and all that, they're the left, are they? But that's what people are actually believing. And you saw Bland pop up in the middle of that WikiLeaks thing before. He's one of the main fucking Pied Pipers of it all. Duncan's saying, "On the flag thing, I've seen a lot of people wearing poppy pin badges in the last week in one of the local pubs, poppies in the window. I thought this was just a November outrage thing." It's a year-round thing for a lot of these. That's what they've turned it into. It's an absolute pantomime of utter fuckery and iconography of a dying empire. That's the problem. Like, they're holding on, and nostalgia has been weaponized by some of these, like, absolute shite bags on GB News or Brand on Rumble. So anyway, this was hilarious. Lawrence Fox gave a speech wearing a pair of Nike trainers telling people to boycott Nike. This is how, like, the level of it. And I'm pretty sure a lot of these mugs are an op. It seems like far too, I mean, look, if I was thinking of ways to like continue to, the way they'd look at it is national security, because you don't want the proles revolting. So keep the horizons of their mind like really, really small. And it's things like listening to arseholes like Lawrence Fox giving a speech wearing Nikes, telling people to boycott Nike. Absolute monkeys. So anyway, I wanted to, it's from Green and Pleasant on Reddit. This is in line with this whole like sort of fake culture war stuff. And it's an attack on young people this time. And it's around the sort of the so-called worklessness. Now, you know, if you've tuned in a lot, which many of you do, you'll know that we spoke about long COVID figures. And it was 1.9 million in March 2023, including 33,000 children. The government stopped publishing those figures a year ago. Now, this year, there's something called the Resolution Foundation has put an estimate out, and that's 2.7 million people and growing exponentially who are long-term sick. So this is from GB News. "Mental health madness. 500,000 lazy generation young Brits now off work long-term. Patrick Christie's tonight." What an absolute arsehole of a man he is, man. Like, literally one of the worst. He's got that hectoring tone that Jeremy Kyle's got. And it's literally just some middle-class arsehole looking down on the poors. That's all this is. At the end of the fucking day, right, there's many reasons why people aren't going into work, but Patrick Christie's is not going into work unless he's getting a big bag of filthy lucre, and it's going to cover, and then some, his costs. Is that what you're shaking for doing there? I'm trying to do your job. Shut up. My dog's doing there. Being annoying us today, but I don't want to go into it. We're falling out. So anyway, I will, to my last breath, fight these people. This is disgusting. And as somebody who's worked with young people for 20 odd years, and not even that, we were told, right, especially as men for the last fucking 10 years or whatever, time to talk, lads. How are you? Time to talk. Tell all your problems. What the fuck was that for? What was it for? Like, oh, here's the problems. All of them come down generally with people to haven't got enough money. There's too much month for the amount of money I get. We need it fixed. Oh, no, it's you. You're the problem. So was that what that was for, was it? So, like, people who, like, have stood up and spoke about this stuff can just be, like, mugged off as some kind of, like, worklessness problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. Capitalism is fully on its arse, and this is the death throes of this system, and it's either going to result in war or something, like, you know. I mean, however, people are, like, losing, like, universal credit left and right now, that. So anyway, I wanted to throw this up on the screen. Lily Danziger, I think she's called. I don't care much about wrinkles and grey hair. I'm more worried about keeping my worldview flexible enough that when I'm older, I don't condescendingly tell young people to play by the rules that worked in my day with no concern for whether or not those rules still apply. Absolutely spot on. There's too many people like my age and older who have joined in and are ragging on young people. Like, you worked harder, whatever you want to call it. This fetishization of, like, work hard, succeed and all that is only there for the rich, much like monoclonal antibodies. And the disparity and inequalities are even bigger. And now you've got, like, this kind of shit alongside the Russell Brands of this world. Is long COVID even real? Well, yes, of course it is. But, like, he's being paid an inordinate amount of money by Peter Thiel to talk absolute fucking nonsense. And as predicted, our comment sections were just proliferated by complete rats. So obviously we're blocking them because I'm not debating, like, object evidence reality with fucking arseholes. Simple as that. But I tell you fucking what, for somebody who could have died from this shit, I'm fucking furious. And I'm not the only one. So the more that this happens, the more that we're proved right. But sadly, it's having to touch people for that to be the case. And it's not even a case of we being proved right. It's fuck all to do with it. It's the evidence. The evidence is the evidence is the evidence is the evidence. The thing that the likes of cunts like Brand and others are basing this long COVID real thing on is just some kind of, like, fucking, like, bullshit study. It wasn't even really a study. It was like a press release where people were self-reporting, sending text messages in. There was like 2,000 of them or something, which obviously is open to abuse, as we've seen with the yellow card system for the UK Health Agency. That this is being used as, like, oh, you say all this vaccine injury because people are putting vexatious ones in because people are fucked in the head, like, secretly plotting their own demise alongside, like, billionaires who don't care whether they live or die. Look at this shit, man. Russell Brand just uploaded an extra video. What's the truth behind long COVID? You asked, we looked into it. Can't wait to hear what you think about this one. And in the thumbnail, it's, is there such a thing as long COVID? Say health officials. If you actually read that article in The Guardian, it gets to the end and it kind of contradicts itself. It's absolute Hillary Clinton business promoted by this fucking rotter. Like, somebody who's like, empathy for people who blow smoke up this fucking wrong-un's arse is what it is. Look at this in the Daily Mail. Britain is suffering for its longest sick note epidemic for 25 years. Look at the phrasing on this, man. As 2.7 million people claim they are too ill to work and holding back the country's economic growth in the process. Here's one. Fuck the country. The country's not looking after us, so why should anybody give two fucks about the economy or the country? Like, when it's a balance between evidence and everybody's health and the economy. Think of the economy as this: rich people's yacht fund. I don't know about you, I'm not sacrificing my health, which is my wealth, on some fucking yacht fund. Perfectly normal, you would think. But get a load of the bloody full spectrum pressure to get people in. If you look at the fucking graphs, right, it coincides with the fucking start of the pandemic. Anyway, this from me, Cal Daly. UN relief czar says long COVID has forced him to step down. The truth is that my health has been affected by long COVID and has limited my strength to undertake the breadth and travel essential to my position. I've said it's refreshing to see this person to be honest and will hopefully empower others to break the taboo around long COVID. I was heartened to see this. Somebody high ranking like that hasn't done what a lot of them are doing, which is like, oh, I'm retiring or I'm doing this, I'm doing that. He's like come out and went to bat for everybody who's had or got long COVID. And I'm absolutely buzzing to see it, to be honest, because it offsets a little bit of this fucking propaganda campaign waged against ill people. I mean, it makes no sense anyway, because the economy will utterly collapse quicker. Because if you force people with long COVID into work, I'm telling you, once you try and like stand up too quick, you'll be holding on to the fucking wall with your heart beating out of your chest, thinking you're having a fucking stroke or something. You basically can't function. And it was like my brain as well. Are you really wanting to send people into work in health and safety environments with cognitive dysfunction just so the economy? Do you know how many people could die? What about an aircraft mechanic? Are we sending those people in without any guardrails? These are the facts, man. These are the things that like we need to understand are real and are happening. But obviously we've got the likes of Brand and others who are just acting the absolute twat. But that's what happens with narcs. Speaking of narcs, here's George Galloway with Russell Brand on Rumble with Tucker Carlson's thumbnail and all of this. The left are globalists now. George Galloway destroys the uniparty establishment streaming right now. Galloway knows the Democrats aren't left-wing. Our man. But it's that diagonalism theory of Naomi Klein's, isn't it? Go and check that out. And listen, honestly, the amount of people who are right up Galloway's arse, and he's clearly a dodgepot man. However, I swear to God, some of these that get on our social media, and also as well just in the wider world, your Jimmy Dores and all of these on the fucking payroll. Look into it. Do your own research. Too many people, be it on the left or the right or whatever they define themselves as, are finding interesting bedfellows the more this plays out. Because what is it doing? Showing the lack of empathy. And your lack of empathy is not a flex at all. Too many people are trying to like put themselves up as some big hard lads. I don't need to go for a shit, me. I just hold me shit in. I'm hard as fuck. I don't need to fucking bother about COVID. Throw me like a javelin into a badly ventilated cellar bar and I'll show you how I'll definitely not get long COVID. That is what it is. It's like these arseholes are being like put on a pedestal. Good. What I want you to do is what you've described. Go and do that. Please, hurry this up. Because we want to get to that bit. Because that's the bit when we can start talking properly about things like air filtration. And speaking of that, stick around for the Patrons Forum after this, because I've got some proper updates for you on loads of cool stuff. But again, new ideas and things that are ongoing do not need to be announced publicly. So I'm just sick and tired, right, of these like people putting like lack of empathy forward as some kind of like great quality in 2024. That's going to get you killed. And to be honest, I'm deeply relaxed about that with some people, properly, because they didn't give a fuck about us. So I'm tired of like unconditional empathy. Go fuck yourselves. Imagine fucking, I'm talking about the people lately leaving laugh reacts on like people's fucking, like, oh yeah, I'm like writing the shit, like got long COVID in that, laugh react. Swear to God, imagine what would happen if people did that kind of thing like in person. Cowards, man. Anyway, something I wanted to put forward, this from Dalul Nida. Gaza has exposed who is morally bankrupt and who is morally consistent. If you've refused to speak out about one of the great crimes of our age, directly facilitated by your own government, then you should not be listening on any moral question ever again. I fully agree, but what I want to do, right, is say it again. COVID has exposed who is morally bankrupt and who is morally consistent. If you refuse to speak out about one of the great crimes of our age directly facilitated by your own governments, then you should not be listening on any moral question ever again. Which genocide? Both of them are like equally deserving of discussion and tabling, yet I'm seeing a hell of a lot of people at these like these events and whatever, and you're not masked up. You're not like you're not taking like most of these people, rightly, and I've said this so many times, going on about ableism for years and years and years. Where are you now? You cannot be putting out fucking tweets like this, like or like people thinking that their shit doesn't smell, when you've just like literally thrown all of these disabled people and people like, which isn't under the bus. You fucking what? So like, there will be no fucking like pass outs for anybody on if they're talking about like moral fucking certitude and that, because everybody's shit stinks at the minute, apart from us. Probably stinks on something, but we've been quite morally consistent in the face of all bullying. Bully off. Anyway, there's some comments coming in. Duncan, on the flag thing, I've seen a lot of people wearing poppy. Oh, we've already read that out. My apologies. Carlos, sadly, if comically, this latest flag gate, cake gate, and every other dead cat has exposed society here as a political liar and mass media created moronocracy. That's a good word. Thick as shit and willfully so as a badge of honor. Of course, a very British entitled version of fascism. Indeed. Maria's here. Nice to see you. Basically pushing nationalist BS on the public. Most of our assets went abroad via privatization, so most of the UK doesn't belong to the people. The corporates and kleptocrats rule it now. Perfect comment. Paul Elliott, considering the right will call the left snowflakes, they aren't half scared of fucking everything, aren't they? Indeed, they are. And I'm scared of this Windy Pops burp that I've got going on. Oh, I've just swallowed it for the cause. Jez, work doesn't pay enough for most people and costs are going up. Of course, people are depressed. Exactly. It's not that much deeper for the majority of people. Majority of people are situationally depressed. There was a fucking so-called study come out in Finland, and I'm not even going to get into the debunking bit of it. But what its claim is, and it's quite right and on that claim, is that people who are more likely to be woke are more depressed. It doesn't seem to acknowledge in this that, like, if you know about the world and you know how it works, you're gonna be a bit more depressed because you've fucking took an interest in it. Like, your baseline's gonna be a bit like more towards that. It's not that deep. But I tell you what, a fucking newspaper headline does not enough damage. Right. So good morning, Michael Dines. Nice to see you. JC, you know that one too. Nice to see you too. He's saying Galloway being Galloway, anybody actually surprised? I'm not personally, no. Jez, Galloway's a big fan of Putin. Wonder why that is. No comment. No comment at this time. I'd love to comment in the future. Anyway, just one thing I thought was interesting. This is 2021. Kelly Cannon, good news. My employer's granted my religious exemption request. No jabby jabby for me. Praise God. Just the other week, like last week, Ireland Republican activist, vaccine skeptic, dies from COVID. Long time Ireland Republican activist Kelly Cannon, a vaccine skeptic, died of complications from COVID-19. I'm not putting this up because I'm not gloating. I just think like people have been woefully misguided on this, and it's been politicized, and they're fucking around and finding out now, as we've all predicted who've been watching this intently. It's happening and has been happening. So anyway, further. This is absolutely insane. Thousands of disabled people died after COVID treatment withheld, inquiry to probe. MenCap says do not resuscitate notices were placed on the medical files of many people with Down syndrome, autism, and other learning disabilities who were otherwise healthy before contracting the virus, sources the I paper. This is one of many, many, many reasons why I will never shut up about this. People reading this now want all this to be part of the memory hole, like utter melt. We're not having it. Captain Hotknife says, even the attitude of I'm not being careful, it only affects the old and sick, was so nasty. Definitely, Captain, and it continues to be to this day, sir. Lucy Reed kindly shared this to us. It's a back and forth she's had with the Care Quality Commission about this issue. She sent this to them. Furious parents of sick kids asked to sign coronavirus do not resuscitate orders. They've replied. Hi, Lucy. Thanks for your message, and I'm sorry it's taken us so long to reply. We are exceptionally busy at the moment. It's unacceptable for advanced care plans with or without DNAR forms, which is obviously do not resuscitate, completion to be applied to groups of people of any description. These decisions must continue to be made on an individual basis according to need. Thank you for sharing this link with us. Kind regards, Hannah. Lucy replies, thank you, Hannah. Your response is much appreciated. Also, hopefully these things won't happen again, although they likely will. Thanks again, Lucy. And then she shared, ITV News reveals plans to discharge COVID-19 patients into care homes, safeguarding vulnerable adults at its finest. Surely there's a decision maker somewhere who has chosen to do this and therefore has engaged in relevant conduct under the SVGA and warrants a DBS referral. You would hope so. And thanks, Lucy, once again for doing that. And those things, those seemingly little things, all add up. So please be inspired by Lucy and do this. We need more shouters. We need more people who are going to push this on, because we are few and they are many. It's not like it was. I mean, you've seen that with how people are like selectively not wanting to smell their own shit. And that's unacceptable because, yeah, listen, people might be like, oh, he's lost it to him. He's much more aggressive and all that. It's a really, like, look, if, and I know people who watch or listen to this know, if you know what's going on, then this should be your default, because we haven't got time. It's a safety issue. So we have to push it. And look, you didn't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. And if people want to get their nose out of fucking joint about tone, when like literally we're all in the shit here. We're not in the shit because there isn't a solution. There's a solution and we're fucking costed it. The problem is most people don't want to smell their own shit. So basically we're going to have to pull the jobbies out of their arse and put it under their nose. And that's never a nice thing for people, is it? Metaphorically, of course. Jobbies. Well, anyway, sorry, I just swallowed there. I'm not very well at the minute. If you're about for the patrons after this, I'll tell you why. Patreon.com/cowdaily for all of your supporting of the independent media needs. Also, there's a link in the description for PayPal if you want to chuck was a bone like political strippers. Stick it in me thong. Tell us all about it in the comments. Nice one. See what that's quite the metaphor. It is, Jez. It's a wonderful one. Thanks for noticing. So anyway, it's been lush. I'm going to go and stick the kettle on. Same link for the drop-in. Be lovely to see any of you there. You'll find the link in the Patrons forum. And I do have some like good news and all of that. Gladsgalf, better late than never. I'll see you in the Patrons forum, pal, if you're about. Just going to get the kettle on. Political Strippers is a great name for a band, by the way. I agree. I'm wasted, me. Like, I should be, you know, a millionaire at this point. But sadly, I've spent most of my time trying to help other people and there's not much money in it. So if you want to help with that, I really do with it at the minute. Cheers. Yeah, patrons forum in a bit. And I'm going to go and boil me heed. See, it's about 5 minutes in there. Trons.